The Sacramento area-based restaurant chain Broderick Roadhouse has closed its location in Roseville months after closing a location in Carmichael's Milagro Center. The Sacramento Business Journal's Sonia Soric joins us now to talk about this story and other business news. So, Sonia, is this chain in trouble?
Well, Broderick founder Chris Giroux told me he's figuring out where Broderick fits and where it doesn't. The Roseville location, which opened on Eureka Road in 2017, was twice the size of a traditional Broderick site, he said. And Roseville, which is frequently regarded as a place for families, didn't attract the amount of bar business that he wanted. Broderick still has four locations, and its founder told me he's still moving forward with a planned new site on Howe Avenue. But at the same time, founder Chris Giroux is facing an increasing amount of debts and tax liens.
How much money are we talking about?
Well, public records suggest that since 2017, Giroux and his affiliated companies have had at least $1.9 million in state and federal tax liens placed on them. Before it closed, the Roseville restaurant faced multiple liens and legal disputes. It was named in a lawsuit that alleged Giroux owed $437,000 for construction work. The restaurant also faced allegations that it owed more than $217,000 in back rent. Giroux declined to comment on the liens, but said the Roseville restaurant's closure could help resolve its legal disputes, which appear to still be ongoing.
2 years ago, some local restaurant operators announced plans to bring a new eatery to a long vacant building in Midtown Sacramento's Wynn Park. But now they've scrapped those plans and a search is underway for a new tenant for that space. What happened?
Yeah, we're talking about a two-story building in the park that's bordered by 27th, 28th, P, and Q Streets. You might remember that restaurant operators from East Sacramento Eatery Cannon once planned to bring a picnic-themed restaurant to the city-owned building. They envisioned menu items ranging from ice cream to charcuterie. However, they now say the building required too much new infrastructure to make it work as a restaurant, and they've stepped away from the project.
Well, how far along is the search for a new tenant?
Well, this effort is being led by the Midtown Association, a special district that represents property owners and businesses. They're working with the office of Sacramento City Councilman Steve Hansen in the process. The association has also launched Midtown Parks, a 501c3 arm of the organization that aims to invest in the city parks, and filling this building is one of the priorities of Midtown Parks. The goal, according to the Midtown Association, is to find a tenant for this Wynn Park building that will bring positive community-oriented programming into the park.
Does that mean that it'll be another restaurant?
Not necessarily. The Midtown Association says it's considering all kinds of tenants and is accepting applications through October 23rd. They say they're looking for a tenant that activates the space in a dynamic manner. The city will prepare the building to what's called warm shell condition once a tenant has been found.
This place has been empty for a long time. What's the history behind this space?
Right. It hasn't been regularly occupied for more than a decade. Originally, the building was the communications hub for Sacramento's fire department. When we visited the space a couple years ago, a bank of communications panels was still inside. This is an Art Deco building that dates to 1937, and it'll be interesting to see which sort of new concepts come up for the space.
There was some other big food news this week. Looks like New York-based Shake Shack is planning its second Sacramento area location.
Yeah, this is the fast casual chain that's known for its Shack Burgers and frozen custard. One local restaurant is already in the works in Midtown Sacramento's Ice Blocks project. And now public records suggest the chain is also planning a location in the Westfield Galleria at Roseville.
Do you know where exactly it'll be in the mall?
Well, Shake Shack representatives didn't immediately comment on this possible new location, but an application filed with the city of Roseville says the restaurant would be in suite FC12. Now, FC could be a reference to the mall's food court. We don't know for sure, though, so we'll have to wait and see.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Soric from the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business and follow us on Twitter at capradionews.